أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونحكم بينهم بما أنزل الله ولا تتبع أهواءهم. In the series of ayat that we are reading, it is about that Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Torah and to practice upon the Torah, and particularly the capital crimes that are committed, then the capital punishments must be executed for them. But the people of the Torah, afterwards they had changed those laws of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala had sent Isa alayhi salatu wasalam with the Injil, and similar laws were in there. But also after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Rahman and Ahbar changed those laws also and made it suitable for mankind. And they brought man-made laws into the books of Allah Ta'ala, the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala again reiterates and reminds Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to practice now on the Quran Sharif. When the Injil was revealed, the Bible, to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no salvation in following the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. Now all had to follow Isa alayhi salam. And now that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come, the following of the Injil is not sufficient for salvation. A person has to follow the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, Allah Ta'ala reminds again, which was a natural quality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but to, for us to take a lesson, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. اور یہ فرمایا کہ حکم کر ان میں موافق اس کے جو کہ اتارا اللہ نے. And make decisions between them according to that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. In other words, as we have read extensively, they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on various occasions and tried and get the laws according to their desires. But Allah Ta'ala had guided Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he immediately made out their evil intentions and never fell prey to that. He always maintained the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, keep on doing that. Maintain the laws of Allah Ta'ala between them according to that which Allah Ta'ala had revealed to you. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Or, مَتْ چَلْ اُنْكِ خُشِي پَرْ. And do not follow their desires whatsoever. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was naturally cut out for that. But in spite of that, Allah Ta'ala reiterates and shows the great importance that you should not follow the desires of man, but we should follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. See what the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are, and that is what we have to observe and follow. So in this part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala reiterates the same command which Allah had given before, and directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in turn to the whole ummah, and make your decisions according to the book of Allah, the Quran Sharif, and do not follow your own desires also, or the desires of other people. This is a great test which is upon us all the time, that what do we follow, whether it is at home, and a matter of the of our wives and children. They would like certain type of clothes, attend certain gatherings, functions. What do we do? Follow the laws of Allah, or do we give in and follow what they want us to do? Do we go with the flow and what the people want? And this is for every person, all who have to make decisions according to the Quran Sharif. For them also, it is easy outwardly, temporarily, to just please the people and give rulings according to what people want. But actually it is only one way, and that is the way of Allah, and that is the everlasting way of the Akhirah. So that is what we should follow. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to understand the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, to remain firm on the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and follow them to the T. That is what is required of us. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.